Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz strikes out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sparing fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Torre moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Torre scores. McBride moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Tyson reaches second base with a double. McBride scores. Reitz moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-1 in the game. Cardinal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-1 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-1 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torrey is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Torrey hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reitz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-2 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaRoche moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. LaRoche moves to third. Munday moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer who is chasing the ball. Madlock reaches third base with a triple. LaRoche scores. Munday scores. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Raboski now pitching. Dave LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaRoche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparing moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday bunts towards the mound. Raboski juggles the ball. That's an error on Raboski. Sparing scores. LaRoche moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore misplays the ball. That's an error on Sizemore. LaRoche scores. Monday moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Monday moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball towards right field. Dwyer fields the ball and throws to first. Torre drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Torre. Monday tags and scores. Kessinger scores. Two runs are unearned. One out. It's 8-3, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Ray Bear now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Jose Cardinal now playing left field. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Melendez pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Melendez now playing right field. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Torre takes first base on ball 4. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McBride hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reitz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.